Professor Dumbledore! Be quiet, Harry, or I am afraid you will have to leave my office," said Dumbledore calmly.
"Yes, shut up, Potter,"
barked Fudge, who was still ogling Dumbledore with a kind of horrified delight.
"Well, well, well. I came here tonight expecting to expel Potter, and instead..."
"Instead, you get to arrest me," said Dumbledore, smiling. "It's like losing a canut and finding a galleon, isn't it?"
"Weasley!"
cried Fudge, now positively quivering with delight.
"Weasley, have you written it all down? Everything he said, his confession? Have you got it?"
"Yes, sir, I think so, sir,"
said Percy eagerly, whose nose was splattered with ink from the speed of his note-taking.
"The bit about how he's been trying to build up an army against the Ministry? How he's been working to destabilize me?"
"Yes, sir, I've got it. Yes,"
said Percy, scanning his notes joyfully.
"Very well, then,"
said Fudge, now radiant with glee.
"Duplicate your notes, Weasley, and send a copy to the Daily Prophet at once. If we send a fast owl, we should make the morning edition."
Percy dashed from the room, slamming the door behind him, and Fudge turned back to Dumbledore.
"You will now be escorted back to the Ministry, where you will be formally charged and then sent to Azkaban to await trial."
"Ah," said Dumbledore gently, "yes. Yes, I thought we might hit that little snag."
"Snag?"
said Fudge, his voice still vibrating with joy.
"I see no snag, Dumbledore."
"Well," said Dumbledore apologetically, "I'm afraid I do."
"Oh, really?"
"Well, it's just that you seem to be laboring under the delusion that I am going to, what is the phrase, come quietly. I am afraid I am not going to come quietly at all, Cornelius. I have absolutely no intention of being sent to Azkaban. I could break out, of course, but what a waste of time, and frankly, I can think of a whole host of things I would rather be doing." Umbridge's face was growing steadily redder. She looked as though she was being filled with boiling water. Fudge stared at Dumbledore with a very silly expression on his face, as though he had just been stunned by a sudden blow and could not quite believe it had happened. He made a small choking noise and then looked around at Kingsley and the man with short grey hair, who alone of everyone in the room had remained entirely silent so far. The latter gave Fudge a reassuring nod and moved forward a little, away from the wall. Harry saw his hand drift, almost casually, toward his pocket.
"Don't be silly, Dawlish," said Dumbledore kindly. "I'm sure you are an excellent Auror. I seem to remember that you achieved outstanding in all your NEWTs. But if you attempt to, bring me in by force, I will have to hurt you."
The man called Dawlish blinked, looking rather foolish. He looked toward Fudge again, but this time seemed to be hoping for a clue as to what to do next.
"So," sneered Fudge, recovering himself, "you intend to take on Dawlish, Shacklebolt, Dolores, and myself single-handed, do you, Dumbledore?"
"Merlin's beard, no," said Dumbledore, smiling. "Not unless you are foolish enough to force me to."
"He will not be single-handed," said Professor McGonagall loudly, plunging her hand inside her robes.
"Oh, yes, he will, Minerva," said Dumbledore sharply. "Hogwarts needs you."
"Enough of this rubbish," said Fudge, pulling out his own wand. "Dawlish, Shacklebolt, take him."
A streak of silver light flashed around the room. There was a bang like a gunshot, and the floor trembled. A hand grabbed the scruff of Harry's neck and forced him down on the floor as a second silver flash went off. Several of the portraits yelled, forks screeched, and a cloud of dust filled the air. Coughing in the dust, Harry saw a dark figure fall to the ground with a crash in front of him. There was a shriek and a thud, and somebody cried, "No!" Then the sound of breaking glass, frantically scuffling footsteps, a groan, and silence. Harry struggled around to see who was half-strangling him and saw Professor McGonagall crouched beside him. She had forced both him and Marietta out of harm's way. Dust was still floating gently down through the air onto them. Panting slightly, Harry saw a very tall figure moving toward them.
"Are you all right?" said Dumbledore.
"Yes,"
said Professor McGonagall, getting up and dragging Harry and Marietta with her.